We're so used to background music in restaurants. I find it a mixed blessing. Sometimes it's so obtrusive, but sometimes when it's well chosen, it can really set the right mood. The idea of table music, or music to accompany dining, was very popular in the Baroque period. It was thought that the harmony of music could add to the flow of conversation and the ambiance of a successful banquet. The most famous music for this purpose is the tafel music by Telemann. But other composers also wrote music for dining, including Heinrich Ignaz Franz Bieber. I normally associate Bieber with very surprising music, programmatic pieces such as The Chicken, Quail and Cat, or using Scordatura, which is an alternative tuning on the violin. But in 1680, he published his Mensa Sonora, or Sounding Table, a set of six instrumental suites, which was subtitled Instrumental Table Music with Fresh-Sounding Violin Sonorities. As this was background music, Bieber tempered his experimental nature and use of special effects. As he said, there would be no eccentric dishes on this menu. The work was dedicated to the Archbishop of Salzburg, for whom he was working. The Archbishop had a large amount of musicians on his payroll. It is known that when entertaining the future Emperor Joseph I, he used over 100 elegantly attired musicians. But with this Mensa Sonora, he could choose his instrumental forces. The work can even be played with one musician per part for small gatherings. At the time of composing this, Bieber was deputy Kapellmeister at Salzburg. He was then made Kapellmeister, and then in 1690 he was raised to nobility by Emperor Leopold, becoming Bieber von Bieber. Not bad for the son of a gamekeeper born in the small town of Wartenberg in Bohemia. Here is Bieber's Chaconne from Part 3 of his Mensa Sonora, and it's played by the Chatham Baroque.
Thank you.
was Biba Chacon from Part 3 of the Mensa Sonora, played by the Chatham Baroque. To hear this bonbon again, please go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.